Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, I love that song. As you can hear, my voice is a little strained. And I am at a conference, so just working on getting it together so I can wrap up. We thank God for the name of Jesus. And we call that name, we know miracles happen. So we just give God praise for bringing us to the first day of the month of July. We are halfway through 2023. Can't believe that we are already here. So happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating birthdays. In the month of July, I believe our Tay, Carmen's daughter, has a birthday, and so many of my folks have birthdays this month as well. And we just thank God for all the other special occasions that you all might be celebrating. As we have used the month of June to declare and decree and to give God thanks for all that He has done, we're going to continue to praise Him for what we cannot see. And hold on to His promises of yes and amen. So as we go through this thing called life, we praise God for this platform and this opportunity for us to lift up praise, to thank Him for everything that He is doing in our lives. Because without God, I don't know how we would function. So many things happening in the world that can shake us and can distract us. But we praise God that we're able to stand on His promises. We're able to be a witness to all of the wonderful ways that He continues to show Himself to be God. So as we start off this month, and I give my voice a little bit of rest as I have to close out the last part of the conference. I'm at the South Central Regional Conference for with Faith Based Authority Incorporated. Been a wonderful time, and in spite of my voice being a little strained, I am determined to finish what I need to do because the travel schedule is quite the busy. But I thank God for my husband, children, family, team members, friends, everyone that has contributed to making this space open and available for our faithpreneurs, faith-based entrepreneurs, and faith-based professionals. So we thank God that this community continues to grow. And as we are building out the last set of information for Faithpreneur Weekend 2023, you can save the date for the live portion on August 19th as we are still putting the final pieces in play for the Faithpreneur TV network. So keep us in prayer, those of you that have made a decision to partner with us and be a part of our investor circle. Thank you for that. We have shared it here in the room for those who are in Clubhouse, those of you that are a part of our conference line, because you've been here for all these years, you should be getting a blast with that information as well. So every piece of the puzzle works together for building out this space to give a higher and amplified voice to our faithpreneurs doing amazing things all throughout the globe. So thank you for the support. Thank you for the prayers. And thank you for the participation. So today, as we open up the room to give God praise, as you introduce yourself, tell us where you're from and what you're grateful for. What new things are you trusting God for as we move into the second half of the year? So I know that sometimes we have other things that we want to share and we want to get into bringing out in the community, but I want to challenge us to be on one accord today. And that one accord is talking about new. What are you celebrating new, thanking God for new, anticipating new in your life? what you speak about, you bring about. And I just thank God, even for those of you that know Reverend Mother, she would have us repeat different affirmations. And one of those is, let the weak say, I am strong. It's one of those days where I have to repeat that over and over again to remind myself that it's no strength of my own, but this God that carried me. So as you introduce yourself, tell us where you're from, what you're grateful for. The next thing I want you to share is, what new are you thanking God for? So that's how we start off today. And let's see, is on the conference line. Go right ahead.
Good morning. My name is Valerie Adderley from Brooklyn, New York. I thank God for today. I thank God for this 4th of July. And I thank God for July, which is my birthday month, the end of July. So it's not now, it's the end of July. And I thank God for Dr. Stacy Graham. And I thank God for God in my life, for all the things that I have to deal with, go through on this earth. And I thank God for strengthening me and covering us all. And I thank you for Dr. Stacy Grant, too. Thank you for your time and your excellent service. Thank you again.
You are most welcome, my Valerie. Happy early birthday month to you. And we thank God for your participation. We've been here with almost 15 years or more, and you've been here for the majority of it. So I give God praise to you and thank you.
Okay.
Anybody else on the conference?
Welcome back to Stacey Grant. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Anyone else on the conference line? I'm going to turn it over to Jason and rest my voice. Okay, my brother, I think you're up, and thank you as always for holding it down, you and Dr. Smile, Minister Boyd, and Carmen, the wealth of Nora herself.
All right, sis. Yeah, get that voice some rest, and we got you lifted in prayer. And so we'll start off with Dr. Smile. Dr. Smile, you're up.
Good morning. You are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. Dr. Stacy Mintz is over here. He's in his sleep, but he's like, what's wrong with my sister? So we are praying for you. And I am thankful because I'm in my new that with the third quarter, I got blessed by a friend to rework, or how do I say, make over the website for me to make it match exactly what the smile is. So I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for the season that there's been grief that God gave me a book to write. And I'm dealing with that because I've been running and not wanting to be obedient because it seems like it's so hard. But I had a friend, he said, you're the acronym queen. So D-I-E is delivered into eternity, our folks who have been delivered. And then I just want to quickly do a prayer over Dr. Stacy's health. Father God, today, Dr. Stacy, she gives her body to you, Father. It's acceptable for her reasonable right, Father, because her body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. She will not defile it. She's accountable for the deeds done in her body. Her body is subjected to the Spirit. Her spirit is subjected to the Holy Spirit. And she will allow the Holy Spirit to be in charge of her will and emotions that she may prosper and be in health. Father God, we thank you, Father, that you have given her intrinsic power over negative thoughts and actions, Father, that even though her body may be weak, as she says, what mother has taught her, you are strong in her, and she will not quit. She will finish every deed, Father. Father, we thank you that she will denounce low self-esteem, that she will lay aside every weight and sin that harasses her, and she will run with patience the race that's set before her, because she waits on the Lord. Your strength, her strength will be renewed, and she will mount up with wings as eagles. She will run and not be weary. She will walk and not faint. We declare, Father, that her workout is her praise, and that's what she teaches the faithpreneurs, Father. Therefore, she will command her body to be energized, and her body will now respond and function with optimal proficiency. As she inhales positivity, she will exhale negativity and toxicity, Father. Her blood will flow to supply oxygen to all her organs, muscles, bones, joints, tendons, and alignments. She declares today that she is healed and she is more than a conqueror, and therefore she will produce results of excellence because she understands her vertical alignment with you and her horizontal alignment to the kingdom. So in Jesus' mighty name today, you look over our Madam President, Dr. Stacy, our sister, our friend, our faith minister, our faithful friend, and we receive your praise today, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. I love y'all. Y'all have a great God amazing July, first month of the third quarter. Love y'all. I yield the mic, but know I always have a voice.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, sis. And we're going to go to Minister Boyd. And for those in the chat, if you aren't able to pop on up, just type in the chat, you know, what's your name, where are you coming in from and grateful for, and what are you new? What new are you praising God for? All right. Minister Boyd.
Good morning and blessings to everyone that's in the room. Happy July. It is July 1st. Woo-woo. And we made it, but this is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and be choosing to rejoice in it. So giving honor to everyone in the room and my dear Dr. Stacy, we pray for your continued healing to take place, for you are healed in the name of Jesus. And so I'm just grateful for another day to be amongst my brothers and sisters and just to bless the Lord with the fruit of my lips. I need you to just come back to me a little later on, Brother Jason, Cousin Jason. And so I love you all.
Love you too. All right, Sister Carmen, you're up.
Good morning, family. Good morning, Dr. Stacy. I just want to let you know, since I didn't get a chance to listen to you on a Zoom call, I had a glimpse for those 2 seconds of your face. It would make me feel good to see your beautiful face smile yesterday. But hope that voice gets better, because I know yesterday you were also challenged with it. So thank you, Rob, for that beautiful prayer. Happy July 1st, y'all. This is obviously a very special day for me. This time, 34 years ago, y'all, I strutted into the emergency room, and when I say strut, yes, I had my high heels on. No joke. And deliver the gift that God gave me, which is my daughter. So today, happy birthday, Kay. So I'm just excited about that. And Dr. Stacy, she said, also mentioned what we're, I'm not going to get it right, but about new beginnings, what we are looking forward to. And it reminded me of Psalms 104, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. As we start this new second half of the year, you know, whatever happened, it didn't happen in the way in which we may have wanted to, just know that God was all part of the plan. And we still have a second half to really, you know, for new beginnings, yes, this year. So it's important to give thanks to him no matter what. And I'm excited about the next 6 months. This first 6 months for me, y'all, has been challenging. Been challenging from a financial, from a business thing. It's just not going quite the way I would like to, but what I do know is that the enemy also tries to challenge you and distract you and, you know, feel dark that you, but that also means that God has just sent preparation for you for those new beginnings. So I'm excited about today, especially. We're going to be celebrating 34 years. And I don't know how 34 years happened because I'm only 44. So, you know, God does work miracles. No, just kidding. But yeah, I'm excited about today and just excited about a new 6 months yet for 2017. To God be the glory. Love y'all. Dr. Stacy, take care of yourself. Talk to you soon. I'm Carmen M. Barrera, also known as Carmen Wolf, Baltimore, and God's Economic Ambassador. Be blessed.
All right. Thank you for that share, sis. All right, we've got Minister Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
According to God, word. Ah, I say good morning in the name of Jesus. Because of his blood, it's done. And you are blessed because of it. I just want to say thank you, Dr. Stacy. Good morning. And, of course, I'm praying for you as well. I'm going to cover you with Psalms 20, Psalms 91, a couple of them. Psalm 62 is praying and covering you for your victory, for your healing, for your deliverance, for everything that's needed, for every resource that God is going to release from heaven on earth with your name on it. I'm praying for it to happen. And then after I get through praying, I'm going to celebrate because I know it's going to be so. That's how he blesses us. He says, call to me and I'll answer you, Jeremiah 33:3. And I'm going to call on him on your behalf. I'm in Houston, Texas. I'm a July 25th, 1945. And I'm not ashamed of my year. It's just a number because my strength comes from the Father and the year has nothing to do with it. I just praise him now for so much. And the newness are the things that I don't see. I am learning in this season of my life what it is to walk by faith and not by sight, what it is to have a better understanding of Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm thanking him for the things not seen, because if he's giving it to me, then I know it's got to be better than anything that I can see or desire that I see. So I want the unseen. I want it released in my life, in my walk, in my journey. And everything about me is the unseen, is that I give glory to God for this day. Psalm 20 says, may the Lord answer you in a day of trouble. May the name of Jacob's God protect you. May he send you help from the holy sanctuary and sustain you from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt offerings. And he goes on and on and on, and it gets better and better and better. And I just speak it over this room today, Psalm 20, that verse 6 says, now I know that the Lord gives victory to his anointed. We are his anointed. We are his called. And he's given us an anointing for the call. He will answer from the holy heaven with mighty victory from the right hand. Some take pride in chariots and others in horses, but we take pride in the name of the Lord our God. And I'm going to stop there. There's two more verses. Read it for yourself. Let the Lord bless you, keep you, and recognize that you are victorious because of his victory. And I rest my mind.
Amen. Thank you, Minister. That was awesome. All right. And got Dr. Viva on. Where you coming in from? What you grateful for? What are you praising for the new? Go ahead.
Good morning. Peace and blessings, everyone. I'm calling in from Newark, New Jersey. And today I am grateful for a mind to seek God, to help me along the way. I want to give honor to Madam Grant, Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant. And I want to say what I'm doing something new is formally seeking a consult, someone to kind of help me along the way, because I realized that I just need some help. And just trusting in God, because I'm going through, how can I say, I'm thanking God for something new to surrender and submit, because I'm like, I'm in another love lesson. It doesn't have, it's not like a romanticized, it's not something that I can't romanticize. But I just thank God for it, that he just sees me fit despite how I feel about it, that he wants more of me. And I'm praying and seeking him more to submit to that. that so I can do a greater work and touch more people and let my light shine brighter. So I thank you, and I thank you for the streamlining, keeping us all on point and consistent. And as Dr. NC Grant said, be complying with us or adherent to what was asked of us. So I'm thankful for that. And I yield my mic.
All right. Thanks for your share, sis. And we've got Sister Ladrine on the stage. Mic is yours. Hey, sis.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, bruh. Good morning. Dr. Stacy, definitely praying for your voice, for resting it, so that you're able to give the closing words or finish up the conference for what God has for you to share for his people. So I'm Ladrine Howard Peterson from Fort Washington, Maryland, and I'm grateful for life, but in alignment with Dr. Stacy asked to talk about new beginnings and expectations. God is just, he has just been amazingly amazing to me. And I got the opportunity, I flew in, I had the opportunity to spend time with my grandson. He couldn't make it to Mexico for his graduation. So he and I went on our first solo trip to celebrate his graduation as well as my birthday. And when I call you, it was such a great time to be able to spend with him. So one new beginning for him going to high school, excited, was able to help. He was a little bit nervous, still is, but was able to help and talk to him to let him know that everybody else in his class is at the same stage that he's at. So all of them are going to be okay. But then coming home, as soon as I got off the flight, I had a business meeting. And I'm so grateful for the opportunities that God is pointing to my life to further his kingdom. But when it comes with a paycheck, that's a whole thing. So just got my paperwork signing on for a part-time position to further out the work of God, in which I have been doing for free for 2 years, but they felt it a need to put a nice price tag associated with it, and a lot of authority and responsibility comes along with it. So praying that God keeps me humble and that he continues to help me to be a vessel to reach out for the furtherment of his people, for the online community that is going to be served. So just really in a grateful, really, really grateful and humbling space, and just praying that God continues to give me everything that I need to allow his light to be glorified and to continue to be used to bring people into his space. So I yield my mic. We're very grateful today.
That is awesome, sis. Love you and praying for you. And Minister Board, we're circling back around to you. Mic is yours.
Good morning, everyone. I'm sorry. Thank you so much for coming back to me, Cousin Jason. And just keeping in what we're talking about, what Stacey, Dr. Stacey mentioned earlier about new beginnings. So I just want to say this because I'm currently in a new beginning and started a new beginning. And as God begins to elevate or move you out of your previously, and now you're in a new season, a new present time, it's good to kind to reflect, yes, but then ask God, you know, what things are we supposed to be leaving behind that we don't take with us? So in my transition of moving into a new space and moving into and starting a new beginning, some things that we have to do. Now, I'm just going to mention spring cleaning. How about that? Because it started with the spring cleaning for me to get rid of the old. How can I pour new wine in old wineskins, if you will? And so there had to be a sense of cleaning, a sense of decluttering, a sense of either you're going to give it away or is it worth keeping, you know, those type of things that I went through in the transition of starting
a new beginning. And I pray that this blesses someone on today. And so just in reflecting on that, because when God wants to elevate us, right, when God wants to take us from faith to faith and to glory to glory, there are some old things that we must leave behind, right, that we have to, I'm getting excited, so I'm trying to pace myself but hurry up at the same time. So, but when we do the spring cleaning, be honest with yourself. That's number one. Be honest with yourself. Then number two, notice what it is that you're clinging on to. Is there an emotional attachment to it? Just kind of analyze, like, Lord, why do I feel as though I need to keep these clothes? And I know that they weigh too big for me right now. But what is the emotional attachment that I feel as though I need to keep them in the closet? And they just taking up space and collecting dust. Hello, somebody. Okay, that was just for me. And so I really had to dig deep into understanding why I was holding on to something that really needed to be released. And God was saying, it's time to let this. I think I better let it go. Let it go. And so we need to let go of some things in order to take hold of the new, because God wants to do a new thing in us. Leastwise, it shall spring forth. The same with the children of Israel, right? He took them from a place of bondage, but then to a place of freedom and liberty and liberation, right? And so what does that look like? God said, listen, y'all got to get rid of that old mindset. Hello, somebody. We got to get rid of that old stinking thinking so God can do a new thing within us. Romans 12:1-2 tells us about that. So it has to be an inside job to make room for the new. And so I just wanted to drop that in the room. I'm Minister Boyd. I'm never done, but I'll go ahead and park my bike right here. God bless you.
God bless us. All right. We've got Brother John on the stage. Mic is yours.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John McKinney. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California, and I'm grateful for the Lord revealing more of the depths of what he has been doing in my life for the last 20 years without my knowledge of the full meaning of an event that happened to me 25 years ago. I sang at a program for the country of Liberia, and I've had a close relationship with the people of Liberia. Some of you have heard my testimony already. I'm just further testifying for the beauty of it and how God is revealing more and more. The same people that I have been praying for. If you look at my picture, you will see two women that go to my church in Los Angeles. Every February, on the last Sunday, we wear African garments. And one of the women in the picture told me, Brother John, you look like Liberian royalty. They're from Liberia. There are other people I know from Liberia. And a year ago, Dr. Stacy told me that her precious Reverend Mother, her godmother, was from Liberia. I just kept running to these people, and there are many, many others over the last 20-plus years from Liberia. And many of you have already heard. If you haven't heard, and those of you on the replay, God will give you a burden for people. And sometimes, you know, my brother would say to me, why do you like them? African people so much. I go, I don't know. I feel like God's going to do a great work in Africa. God is going to open up doors for me in the future to go there. I just feel like something very special that's going to happen. I had nobody in my family to tell me. People thought I was weird for loving the Africa. The Africans don't love you. You just love them and they don't love you. But I still love them. The Africans disappointed you. they did this, they did that. I go, I know they did it, but I just love them. I don't know why I love them. But it was a love that I didn't understand that recently the Lord revealed. After 25 years of consistent prayer, my sister did a DNA test in January. And the Africans from Liberia that I befriended 25 years ago, they were from the Pella tribe. They were from Liberia. And I was like a self-made sponsor to help them. I went to their house. They didn't have any food. I looked in the refrigerator. And I immediately just said, I got to go. I'll be back. And went to the grocery store and bought about 10 or 12 bags of food and brought it back to the house. Nobody told me to do that. It's just the love of Christ, compassion. A lot of people have to get a sign to do something, I didn't have to get a sign from the Lord. They don't have food. Fix it. Do what you can do to help. I didn't have a title for my church as the African liaison. Some of us are waiting on a title. Some of us are waiting on an ordination. We ordain you as the grocery pickup guy. Stop it. When you see something, do something. A lot of people say something, but they don't do anything. Not bragging on myself, but for the people. In the end of May, the 27th, the day before my sister's birthday, the results came back. Our family, according to African Ancestry, which is the largest African database in the world of DNA, field from every country, multiple tribes in Africa, ours comes back. Your family, her name is Mary, would like to inform you that you are from Liberia, the Pella tribe. The very people that I've been ministering to, God connected me with my own family. Some of you have been praying. You don't understand. You don't understand, why do I have compassion in this area? And now I'm preparing to go. And there are many mysteries, many things the Holy Spirit is saying to me that are unfolding just from that one act of obedience. And one of the things that I want to share that the Holy Spirit told me, he said, now get ready to go and collect your harvest. I said, I've never been there before. What harvest? He said, don't you know when you pray for people, hallelujah, you receive a harvest. He said, for 25 years of prayer, there is a harvest. When you give out from your heart, you had no title, nobody was paying you to pray. You did it out of your heart. And I always reward those who diligently seek me and pray for others. So I just want to tell this room that, and the people that are listening or even on the replay, that don't think that your living is in vain. Don't think that your prayer is in vain. And, like, I love what Dr. Stacy said this morning. Let the weak say I'm strong. So when it comes up to the challenge, if you talked to me 3 months ago, it was like, oh, I just want the Lord to bless my family and bless America and, you know, and cause me to be a blessing to his people and, you know, just whatever I can do to help God's people. After that news, now I'm praying in a deeper level, bless me to go to Africa, bless me to go to Liberia, to connect with my people, to be a blessing to my people. The Zeta Foundation, the Zeta Phi Beta International, they have been in Liberia for 75 years. And they were the first HBCU sorority to go to Africa. Dr. Stacy went this year. Zetas, I love them so much because they have been a blessing to my people in Africa for 75 years. I have so much respect for Dr. Stacy and the humanitarian work that she and the team did this year. I was praying profusely for her. We were talking about her going, if she wins the election, Dr. Stacy going to get to go to Liberia and see your godmother's people. But at the same time, I didn't know she was going to get to see my people as well. I just want you to know the majesty, the beauty, the understanding, the wisdom of God. In his own wisdom, my mother would tell me at 5 years old, a pastor went to Liberia from my organization, my Pentecostal church. And it was actually Beverly Crawford, the gospel singer. Many of you know her. It was her grandfather who went to Liberia. He went to Liberia. And over the years, I just only found that out 2 years ago, that the actual country we went to in Africa was Liberia, for business and for ministry. And that is exactly what I'm going to do. My sister told me 20 years ago, maybe the Lord has you with a passion for Africa, because Bishop McKnight, the pastor, went there and didn't finish his work. Maybe he has you going to finish a work that the man of God was supposed to finish, because when he came back, unfortunately, he passed away six days later of malaria and didn't get to live out the vision. And the fact that the same sister that told me that 25 years ago is the one who did the African ancestry and found out that is exactly where we are from. The song that Dr. Stacy plays all the time says, I know who I am. I'm walking in power. That's one of my favorite songs that Dr. Stacy plays, I know who I am. And when you know who you are and whose you are, it changes your trajectory of your entire life. My prayer life for Africa has intensified. I'm making plans to go after the rainy season. And I pray that whatever your God-given desire is, he put that desire in my heart. I didn't say, oh, I want to go to Africa to be a star. I'm not going to be a star. I'm going to help. And I'm not even going on a missions trip. I'm going on an empowerment trip, because looking back at what the man of God lost, he went to empower the people in business, and he went to empower them spiritually as well. My name is John McKinney. Whatever dream God has put in your heart that maybe your own biological family don't understand, continue to pray those prayers. Continue to believe God for the impossible. I am being stretched. I am being pulled into a whole new realm. I am in a space where God is taking me internationally, when I thought that I was only supposed to be just a local guy doing my thing. So I thank God for his blessings. I thank God for his power. And I'm humbly submitting this to you, because there's greatness inside of this room, and I bless every last one of you. My name is John McKinney, and I'm done speaking.
All right. Thank you, Brother John, for that. And we got Brother Darren on the stage.
Good morning, family. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. Grateful for life, in my life, family, friends, colleagues, associates. Grateful for good health and strength, roof over my head, the food in the refrigerator. Grateful for weekends, especially when they're a little bit longer. All right. This week, we're going to talk about the importance of repentance. Now, Jesus continues that he forgives our sins, so we should also forgive others. Now, I'll be the first. I'm not the first to admit it's not always easy, but, you know, things in life that are worth doing or have are not going to be easy anyway. So that's a whole other sermon we're not going to do today because we don't have time. I'm putting this in. Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going with the script. I'm grateful for new beginnings. And most of us always say, you know, new year, our new year is on January 1st. We also have a new year when we celebrate our birthday, which mine is in this month. So, you know, July is one of the best months of the year. I'm just saying, because my birthday is this month, too. So I'm grateful for that. But looking forward for some new opportunities this quarter. I can't believe it's July already. So, if we get back to the scripture, like I said, I'm going to put it in the chat. It's Luke 3, verse 7 through 9. And again, it's about the importance of repentance. It says, "Then he said to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who had warned you to flee from the wrath to come, bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stories to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree therefore which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." Excuse me, like I said, and all the things that we go through, you know, Jesus, it's like we think he'll forgive our sins, so we should also, you know, forgive others. Like I said, it's not easy, but it's a whole other sermon. So I'm just, you know, also grateful for, you know, this platform, this room. You know, I'm here every week, so I mean, that's not gonna change. So I'm just grateful for these opportunities to connect with everybody, and with that, I'm going to rest my mic. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Good stuff. And we got Patricia on the floor. Mic is yours.
Good morning. Good morning. I came in late, so I believe I heard we're praising God, of course, always. I am grateful for my VIP Faithpreneur family. I'm grateful for my house. I'm grateful that what I've been working on is using my 2 ears instead of my one mouth and being a better listener so that I could hear the Holy Spirit guide me. And it's amazing when you do that and when you ask God for direction and you ask God what people's true intentions are. Sometimes you're going to see things that you don't like, people that you may be related to or you thought were your friends. And so I'm just grateful that God is opening my third eye to that. I used to be like this networking queen and go to so many different events. And now with my current situation, I don't have to do that as much because, as I mentioned, I moved from a sales position to an underwriting position, so I don't have to do that as much, but I still have my business, so I still do that when I have the opportunity. And these past couple of days during the week, I went to 2 events back-to-back and still did my regular job, so it was an 8 to 10 p.m. Shift for me. I say shift, but workload. And I was around a lot of the people that I've been around, and it just doesn't feel the same. I hate to say it, but it felt a lot of fake. It felt like a lot of fakeness. And so I'm grateful for God. And even for the little things, you know, when you get that parking space, you know, when you didn't ask for it, it's right by the door, and that sort of thing. The other thing I want to say is that June is makes 2 years that I physically separated from my husband. So I'm going to praise God in advance for great relationships, because even though we're still separated by law, we're still married, and I haven't not once not spoken to him, you know, on a regular basis and physically gone to church and break bread and that whole thing. And I know this doesn't make sense to some people, but it makes sense for me. I mean, so I'm praising God in advance for continuing healing. I don't know if I'll go back. I do know one thing. Because of today's economic situation and where we're at, I can no longer afford to pay for my lease. It's the same price as a mortgage, like $100 difference from a mortgage price. And I have 60 days in which I will be moving out. You would think it makes sense to go back home, but I'm just not at peace with that, you know, because it would be for financial reasons only. And I know that sounds stupid, like do it, you know, but I'm just not at peace with that. So I will be moving in with family. At least that's the plan now. And that money that I was paying on my rent, aka price of a mortgage, will be going towards paying down debt, because that's one thing that I've been needing to do, is to be debt free. So I'm praising God in advance for that, for new beginnings. I did resonate with what Minister Boyd said about, you know, decluttering. I'm really having a hard time with that. Woo! I really, really am. You know, even though when I moved out, I only took my clothes and a few, you know, physical, structural items. I just have a whole lot of it. I have like at least 50 suits. So I wish anyone that needed suits was here in Houston, because I have a lot of things, and you would think you just get rid of it. They're just things. But I do sell on eBay and Poshmark, so I have like a little inventory thing going, and I know they're just things, but I'm still having a hard time getting rid of it. I love me some shoes and accessories, and so I'm praising God for new beginnings. I'm praising God for making me a bold person and be able to speak when it's time to speak and being a better listener. And with that, I rest my mic, and I love you all.
Thank you, sis, for that share. And we've got Lady Darlene on the floor. Hey, sis, mic is yours. And so we're going over what your name is, where you're coming in from, what you're grateful for, and what are you praising God for the new.
All right. Can you hear me well? I pray you can.
We can hear you well.
Good morning, everyone. Wow, this is such a great day to be here in this space. I'm thankful for God's goodness and his mercy. You want to say good morning, Kim?
Good morning.
This day, it is, we're getting ready to get out the car because we're going to church this morning. We have Saturday service, and I'm so excited to be in the presence of my sisters and brothers where we can worship the Lord together. And I'm thankful and grateful for everything that God has done. And when we talk about new beginnings, Minister Tanya, you talked about, you know, decluttering. You talked about getting rid of things. This was the year that I did that. I literally took every stitch of clothing out of my closet and emptied out the entire closet. Had those big black plastic bags that I put clothes in and shoes in and purses and scarves and all kinds of things. I rid myself of those things, and I put them in a black bag so I couldn't see them. I didn't even want to see them. I didn't want to look at it again. And this is a transparent moment, y'all. 10 bags of clothing, shoes, purses, all of that. They left my closet, and I got rid of those things that no longer served me. Because I knew that there was a new beginning. I knew that there was a change that was taking place. I knew that there were new things that I needed to do. And God was saying to me, I want you to see a picture of what I'm doing, not just out there, but what I'm doing inside of your heart. And I had gone through a time of fasting and just are no longer a part of who I am, and taking hold to the things that God wants me to now walk into, shifting, changing, and my relationship with Abba is deepening because I'm getting to know him from another dimension. And so when we talk about new beginnings, every day that I wake up, I'm thankful that I get the opportunity to be a part of what God is doing here on earth. I get to be a part of his vision. And I ask God, what is it that I can do to bring your vision to pass? The model prayer said, thy kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And so daily I pray that his will be accomplished through me here on earth. And when I emptied that closet and I looked at that closet when it was totally empty, the next thing that took place is that all of the shelving that was in there was taken down. It was removed. And then the walls, they were sanded down. And then they were repainted. And then new shelving was put in. When I look at that and I look at what God did in my heart, there was a scrubbing. There was a cleansing of my heart, a cleansing of my spirit, a cleansing of old things that were holding me back, old things that were no longer a part of who I'm becoming in Him. And I was saying, thank you, Father, that you are taking me to where you want me to be. So God does, when God does those natural things through us, He shows us the new, the spiritual things. Those are the things that make the difference. It's the spiritual aspect that we need to be always looking at. God, what are you saying? Abba, what are you revealing to me? And I'm seeing Him more and more make Himself known unto myself. And I'm choosing to commit to do whatever it is He wants to do in and through me so that I can make the impact that He said that I'm supposed to make. But I'm doing it His way and not my way. I'm thankful to be in this room today. I'm so glad to be here, Dr. Stacy. Our prayers, we thank you, God, for healing and for restoration and everything that she needs to do what you've given her to do as her assignment. So we thank you, Father, for what you're doing in and through her life. And we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. I'm grateful, and I love each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. And I pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you and cause His face to shine upon you and He'll be gracious to you and turn His face towards you, and He will grant you His great shalom that passes all understanding. I love y'all. Talk to you all again soon. Blessings.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that, sis. Well, I'm going to extend an invitation. This is not a press. This is just to let you know that we welcome your presence on the stage. For those of you who may not have been available at the first invite, know that you are welcome. And I see we've got Brother David on the stage. Brother David, so we are talking about where we're coming in from, where we're grateful for, and what we're praising God for the new is. Mike is yours.
Grateful day, grateful day. I'm coming in from New Jersey, Edison, New Jersey. I'm grateful for the call that I received, you younger man. I'm grateful for the testimony, knowing that God still is in control. And because of my little stutter, I was yesterday already planned. I said, I don't need all these books. They're going, they're pretty, they can go. I folded them. I took them to the cleaners. I put them up. I don't give away dirty things. I didn't so they can use them. Yes. To make room for the new. Yes. And doors have been opening for me to partner with other health practitioners and the integrative end of immune cell cancer hypnosis. And, you know, I see that's more of a programming. So, you can get to the outcome. And I'm learning. And God is moving me. I said, I didn't sign up for this. Yes, you did. There's no people down there in a month. Go help them. I'm grateful today. I did my 5K this morning. Yes, you must move something, folks. You must move something. Move the clutter and move your body. You can look to the hills and look to your head. to walk up some hills every now and then and help you out. Thank you, younger man. I'm passing the mic. But the new book says, don't drop the mic.
Awesome. Thank you for that share, brother. And Danny Lennon over in the chat says he is from Cockeysville, okay, Maryland. And he's thankful for all that God has blessed him with. And he's thankful for this platform and each and every one of us here. That's awesome. All right, Minister Board wanted to share something. Minister Board, mic is yours.
Amen. Y'all just got me over here running and leaping, throwing my shoes across the floor. You know, it's something when we embrace the new, right? That means we embrace change, that part. We embrace change. And so I love what Sister Pat said. That was awesome about decluttering. But what I don't know if y'all picked up what she said. She's decluttering, right? But she's relocated. But she has a plan. Did y'all hear that? Write the vision, make it plain, that whoever reads it will run with it. So her plan in living with some relatives was to lower her debt. So she just didn't up and move, but there was a plan behind it. So it was all about a win-win. And so I just want to commend you, my sister Pat. Woo woo. And that's what we have to do, listen, brothers and sisters. That's what we do here in this community, celebrating each other, right? Rooting them on, being their number one cheerleader. Woo, woo. And so I cheer you on, my sister. Thank you for your transparency in sharing that. And the nugget for me was you have a plan of action. As you done transition, the funds that you had was to clear the debt. My God, today, that just resonated with me. And then I want to commend my sister, Lady Darlene. It was so good to hear hubby wubby. God bless you, man of God. And so what she said, I want to commend you as well. Because, again, I was running in here because I did the same thing when it comes with those bags of decluttering. Not only was the declutter physically, mentally, but it was also spiritually, because there are some things that might weigh us down that prevents us from moving and driving forward in this journey that we call life. But she too had a plan. Did you hear that? She said once she cleared out the space, it was barren, it was bare. She had another vision. Come on in here. When we begin to declutter, we get a greater vision. So then she had like an HGTV moment. Did y'all hear it? She said she done cleaned out the space, painted, put up shelves, and reorganized herself. And that's what God wants us to reorganize, right? And so he'll line us up so that we can get it right. And someone said it, I don't know, I might have been Sister LaDreen earlier because I've been writing little notes, but I think it was Sister LaDreen who said, I love the scripture when God says, you know, every morning, and I'm paraphrasing y'all, is a new beginning, is a new start. His mercies are new each and every day, right? So he gives us a new start each and every day to get it right. But what we have to do is set up a goal and begin to start somewhere in the process. And so I picked up what you put down as well. So I think it starts up getting our head in the game. Sometimes we look in our spaces or look in our minds, and, you know, there's so much that's going on that we can't see the trees from the forest. Is that making sense? And so just little, if we chip at it a little at a time, a little at a time, if we declutter a little at a time, a little at a time, it's going well to be able to achieve it. What you say, Sister Pat? Yeah. A little at a time, as we go ahead and chip at it, right, we'll begin to see the bigger picture of what we're doing. And so I pray that this is blessing y'all. Y'all go ahead and put it in the chat. If this is blessing y'all, this topic of discussion, even with the finances thing, it doesn't matter where it is. If it's your finances, you need to get your finances in order. You know what? We got to declutter. That means we have to declutter
and renew our mindset on how we look at money. I'm not the expert in it. I know that's Sister Carmen's area, right? But look, how are we looking at it? If it's your health, my brother's mentioned, move your body. Brother David said, move your body. Begin to start somewhere. We got to declutter the way we see things. And so I just wanted to share that. I'm just like all fired up. Thank you so much for letting me speak.
Hey, Jason, can I just chime in? First of all, it is so difficult to come after such a mighty word, my sister. Boy, you are so powerful. But I had to unmute on this topic because last summer I did exactly what you all are talking about. And I'm actually embarrassed to say it took me 7 days, 7-8 carloads later to the Goodwill, 40 to 50 pair of shoes, things that I was holding on to for more than 30 years. Y'all just heard me say earlier, 34 years, we're celebrating my daughter's birthday today. I was holding on to items and clothes that I got during my relationship with her father. And sometimes when you're holding on to those things, you're holding on to that baggage as well. And so I felt the supreme spirit. Something just happened to me when I got rid of stuff. Now, well, you said they were too big, unfortunately. Mine was way too small. You know, talking about when I was 18, 19, 10 years old, thinking I'm going to still get back to that. But nonetheless, when I got rid of them, not only did I declutter some things in my life that I had been holding on to, but one thing God told me, he said, you should be ashamed of yourself. You just got rid of 50 pair of shoes that somebody else could have been blessed with way before now. Now, and so sometimes we're holding on to stuff that we need to release, especially when we're talking about these tangible physical things that somebody else is needing. So think about the blessing, and I felt so good because I am a giver. You know, I felt ashamed and good at the same time knowing that I had shoes and boxes that had never even been on my feet, that now somebody else that is worse off or less doesn't have as much as I have will now be blessed. So I just had to kind of share my little short testimony on that. This is so powerful this morning.
I celebrate you too, sister. I'm celebrating you too. Woo-woo! You did it. You did it. And doesn't it feel liberating? It's lighter because certain things keep us weighed down. And so when we release it, there's a lifting. Uh-oh, I feel tension on me tonight. There's a lifting in our spirits because we can see. I can see clearly now. The clutter is gone. Okay, I got
all right. Thank you for those shares. And we've got Sister Robin on the stage. Sister Robin, the mic is yours. We're talking about where you're calling in from, what you're grateful for, and what are you praising God for the new. All right. Mic is yours.
Good morning. Thank you so much. I am calling from New Jersey. And I am just so grateful, first of all, for rooms like this and just hearing things that are helping to encourage me, helping me to know that people are going through some of the same things I'm going through and have gone through. The decluttering thing is a real issue still, even though I made progress and I thank God. Many months ago, Dr. Smile Roz had you guys give me words of encouragement, and I tell you, those prayers and encouragement worked because I had a crisis where my apartment management said I have to remove the boxes and things on my porch, and I had a deadline to do it, and God blessed me with a woman from my church who she's certified in decluttering. That's not her, that was not her, her formal, I mean, that's not her main job. She's actually a professional tap dancer. But I just want to encourage Pat and others, who may be going through the decluttering thing. And I thank you too, Carmen, for your transparency. I remember my decluttering friend actually made me lay out all of my shoes which I had an issue with, on the floor and count them and decide which shoes no longer served me. And there were, and I asked her, do I have to include flip-flops? Because I'm a collector of flip-flops. And she said, yes. And I was like, oh, man. But I learned a good lesson that you mentioned to Carmen about sharing, that once we went through the shoes and I decided, okay, these are really not good, but these are my Sting shoes. I saw Sting perform in New York for free in Bryant Park, and these shoes I've had for 10 years, but there's a nail coming through there, but I can't really give up my Sting shoes. And she said, you can give them up. And she would hold shoes up to me that had an issue, and she would say, thank them for their service and know that and be thankful that someone else will benefit from these shoes that you have. And she was able to take things right away. She knew of a Girl Scout troop that was collecting shoes for Africa, and she removed the shoes, several bags of shoes from me. And I had a condo at the time, and I was trying to sell. And she really made me realize just what you're saying, Carmen, that someone else will benefit from them, from some of the things that we're holding on to. And so I'm grateful for rooms like this where I get to hear things that remind me of things that I need to do, things that people that I need to pray for. Sister Pat, I think it was, who said, you know, she had to declutter and is moving on to a different home style of living. But I look at all of the trials that I had with decluttering, and I still have boxes to go through. The boxes that I had to move off the porch, several of them, I did have to move inside my apartment, but I feel much better about where I live, and I still need to declutter those boxes, but I feel like I can do it. And I just want to encourage you and everybody else. God will send people to you who will help you and encourage you. And the person who helped me declutter knew I was going through some financial challenges. All of a sudden, every tooth in my mouth had, not every tooth, but in effect, it's just really one tooth started a whole thing where I had a lot of dental bills and then my car bill. And my friend said, you know I don't want to strangle you. And I told her, you know, I want to pay you, but right now I'm going through, you know, this challenge, but I will pay you something every hour that you're here. And she was awesome in saying, you know, pay me when you can, as much as you can. And that's God. She's a friend from church too. And I just want to encourage people to just know that God will send you divine strategies. And how I came to get help from this friend is she knew I was coordinating. I coordinated workshops at a shelter, and she came to me after church and said she had some. She's in real estate too, and she told me she had some things that she thought would be good to donate to the people at the shelter. And then we got to talking, and I said, boy, I need your help in decluttering. She also helps clients who are selling their house decluttered. But anyway, I'm just grateful again for the honesty and transparency of folks on this app and in this room in particular. And I also am grateful for something I heard in the replay in the prayer war room last night, where Minister Ernest said, be grateful that when you turn the light switch on, the lights come on. And that really made me think about it. I take stuff for granted. So when I turn on light switches today, I'm really thinking about, wow, this doesn't have to be. And I thought about the hot water from the shower, how grateful I am. You know, I have clean water and water, period, and hot water. So I'm just trying to now be more grateful for the things that I have. Also, especially grateful that this week was a tricky week for me at work, where I have to get, part of my job is to get news coverage, and it was a tough issue. But I thank God, got great coverage for the issue, for my job. So, I'm so grateful that God is good, and he never leaves us nor forsakes us. So, and thank you again for this room, and I yield my mic. God bless everybody.
God bless you too. Wow, that is great. And I'm going to say that this is an amazing time, and that's perspective right there. There's a lot of things that we can easily take for granted, and the fact that we can turn on lights, you know, I know folks who that's not the case. I know countries where that's not the case. And so there's a lot of things that we have at our disposal that we can be grateful for and should be grateful for. This week has been very involved, and ever so often I had to remember my gratitude. So I'm grateful for that. I'm Jason Hodge, a.k.a. The Jason Hodge, calling in from Lakewood, Washington. And I'm grateful for the folks that God has placed in my life. I'm grateful for family and friends. I'm grateful for times when God is stretching us, stretching me in my faith, and grateful for, you know, what it is that he's given me and how he has been deepening my resolve. And what I'm praising him for, the new, is my new book. You know, I've been working on that, and I was over at a dear friend of mine's the other week, and Shoshana, and so I was sitting there working, putting things together, and as I was putting the physical pages of the book together, and I held it in my hand at the end of that session, I was like, wow, this feels so tangible. So I am praising God for that, and that he's directing what goes in the book. A lot of times our biggest challenge can be the edit. Sometimes there's things that don't belong, and, you know, we have to let God edit that out, just like how we're hearing on the stage here. So many of us are having things edited out of our lives, taking things to Goodwill, giving them away, getting rid of them. And I think that goes across the board. There's things that we have, and there's the things that he has for us and for those who we are called to serve through us. And we have to allow God to separate the stuff that's us from the stuff that's his. So grateful for that work. And so on that note, if there's nobody else who is coming up on the stage, we will go ahead.
Nice.
Hey, Mother Gwen, there you go. Mic is yours.
Just simply want to thank you. I was able to get on plane with an airport and an air environment that is to see people stranded all over the country because of flight delays, weather, et cetera. I'm just grateful and thanking you all for the support, prayer support I asked. I was going to see about my sister and also to just try to encourage her. You know, when you're fighting illnesses and when you're in a situation where you're fighting, you get weary and you need sometimes, well, not even sometimes, you always need a cheerleader in the corner saying you can do it, go. And so I just knew that I just felt that there was a time that I was trying to get to her. We were supposed to go back in March, had the issue with the pinched nerve and couldn't get on a plane. But I basically, because she's in a nursing home in Georgia of her choice, it's and God has just given us an ideal situation. One would think a nursing home, with that, how terrible, but she's got enormous physical needs, but the biggest need she had was emotional. And I just prayed for support because I needed it because of my concern and also just strength, you know, because there's strength in prayer. As he says, that the prayers of the righteous avail much. So I just wanted to report that I believe we got a breakthrough. Because, you know, the Bible says if a man thinketh in his heart, so are they. In terms of just encouraging her that she's got value and worth. And I think that's what the real job of the saints and the believers is, to give good news and let people believe the good news. We certainly know there's a lot of bad news, but, like, we can choose. And like you just said so aptly, my dear brother, about editing. You know, like editing, you know, choosing to hear whatsoever is good, whatsoever is pure. Think on those things. So I just want to just give a report of thank you. And as I'm hoping to edit greater today, and just be reflective, and just as Sister Robin said about really, you know, just taking time to be thankful for the little things, which are big things. A roof, you know, when I walked into my house, I said, Lord, thank you for letting me come safely through the air. Thank you, Father, for the fact that I didn't kill two little children in the airport. Sitting up there hollering and screaming, and their parents were like babying them. And I said, I could see myself being led away in handcuffs as I wanted to just jump on their head. just little things that I said, Lord, just help me. Because, you know, I was looking very dismayedly at, you know, this one couple was letting their small daughters just run through the airport. And, you know, they had those carts and things running, and I just said, this child is not going to be fit for school because she doesn't know what no is. She, whatever she wanted, she would, you know, scream and holler, and they would give it to her and acquiesce. And I just said to myself, God help the teacher that has to deal with her, because she doesn't know how to be still, doesn't know how to say no. But all of that I was thankful for, because I could, in my mind, I had this little movie thing going about how I was going to tie her up, you know, but just funny little things. But also, when I came to my house, I said, Lord, thank you for a roof over my head. Thank you for a place that I could stay, food in my belly, and just thank him. And sometimes we just really need to just take that editing and just have a day where we just thank him, just for being him. And so I just appreciate you all. God bless you for the prayers. I expect greater turnarounds with her. We'll continue to report back to the room. And just thank you for just being family. Love you all. And I pray that, you know, on this July 4th, I think I've said it before, Dr. Roz, may we really celebrate the fact that we really have great Independence Day. We ask Jesus into our heart. We really got freedom. And so just thanking everyone and praying that God will give you the discipline for what task you need to do. Remembering, he said, whatever you put your hand to, initiation, that he's going to make it a success and prosper. Congratulations on your book, sir, and blessings to all. Have a safe and a wonderful fourth. Hopefully you can rest and get some self-care in. God bless.
God bless. All right, we got, and thanks for this share. We've got Sister Shauna, Chef Shauna on the stage. Mic is yours.
Good morning, everybody. This is Chef Shauna. I am chiming in from Lakewood, Washington, and I am grateful for many, many things. As a lot of you guys know, I lost my job in November, and I just now have a new job. Praise the Lord. So now I'm, you know, just working my way back to getting myself really back up on my feet. So I really appreciate all the prayers and support and words of encouragement and stuff like that. And so I have a friend whose son took his life the other day, and they really needed a lot of prayers. I mean, depression is a real thing. And if you have somebody, you know, check in on your strong friend, just check in on everybody. Just make sure, you know, you say something. If you feel it, make the call. If they run across your mind, just do it. It's, life is so precious, you know. And so I just ask for prayers for them. And I really do appreciate good friends that you can bounce things off of, and they don't lie to you. They tell you if it's a silly thing to be upset about. You know, just I'm grateful for just life in general.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.